Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about AI models creating Python games using reinforcement learning. Let's dive in.
I'm hooked already. So, which models are stepping into the ring?
We've got a stacked lineup. Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, and a few versions of the O3 and O4 models. It's a real clash of the titans.
A coding competition? Tell me more about the challenges.
The first task was a two-snake deathmatch with a scoring system. Points awarded for survival time, fruit consumption, and, well, enemy snake demise.
Snake-eat-snake world. Sounds brutal. How did they perform?
Claude 3.7 initially impressed with great graphics, but then crashed. Tragic. Gemini 2.5 Pro nailed the prompt, even adding a round summary. O3 avoided snake collisions, showing impressive logic. The O4 Mini and Mini High, a bit collision prone.
So, a mixed bag. What was the next trial?
Things got spicier. We added reinforcement learning. The models had to train their snakes over 500 episodes. And we threw in obstacles to keep things interesting.
Adding a bit of Darwinian pressure, huh? Did the AI snakes rise to the occasion?
Claude 3.7 absolutely dominated this round. It one-shotted the prompt. Training worked perfectly, and the evolved snake outperformed the basic script by a mile.
Wow, any other contenders come close?
The 0.3 and 0.4 models struggled with errors, but the 0.4 Mini at least attempted the task. Gemini 2.5 Pro sadly crashed. This round was Claude's victory lap.
From snakes to space, it seems. A solar system simulator challenge is next, right? What was the goal here?
Exactly. The task was to launch probes and use planetary gravity to slingshot them towards targets. One inside the solar system, one outside.
That sounds tricky. How did the models handle orbital mechanics?
The O4 Mini surprisingly nailed the core concept, letting the probe bounce off the sun and hit the targets. Although the planets weren't rotating, Mini High had rotating planets, but the gravity interaction wasn't quite right. O3 crashed, sadly. Gemini made a massive simulator, but the probe launching was buggy.
So, it was the O4 Mini's round for the win. What was the final test?
Last but not least, an autonomous 3v3 soccer game. Players with stats, XP, leveling, ball stealing, knockdowns, and even a screen shake effect on goal. Ambitious, right?
That sounds complex. Did any of the models score a goal?
The O4 Mini produced a chaotic, tornado-like soccer match with a snowballing level system, but no scoring. Mini High had a scoreboard and a screen shake, but odd starting positions. O3 couldn't complete the task.
So close, yet so far. What about Gemini and Claude?
Gemini created a fantastic game with working stats, XP, and levels. It earned an A+. Claude's game initially looked promising, but a bug caused it to crash. A real shame.
A real roller coaster of results. Any final thoughts?
This was a fascinating experiment. Claude's early crash and later triumph, Gemini's consistent strength, and the O4 Mini's unexpected successes. While there were bugs and crashes, the progress these models have made is impressive. It looks like Google's not going down without a fight. Thanks for joining us today, everyone.
Goodbye.